If I'm not mistaken, I think we got to the bottom of Nunama Bay's two dots. B'nei Chuzai. The people from that place, the B'nei Chuzai, the people from Chuzai, Nagi de Mefarshi Chala Me'areza. They had a minute, they separated Chala from rice. Now we know that really the only grains that are Chayim and Chala are the Chamish Zmini Dagon, the five species of grain. Rice is not a grain like we had before. La Locha, so it's not Mechuyiv and Chala. They separated Chala from rice. Also, Vanuli Rabbi Yosef. So, people came and told Rabbi Yosef this is what was going on. Amar Lehu, he said to them, Nechlu Zarba Apayu. Have a non-Kohen eat the Chala that they separated in front of them to show that it's not Chala. Esvi Abaye, on that Abaye asks, Devorim Amutorim, things that are really Mutter, Vachir Nogu Bohem Iser, and other people are nonetheless Noig. That they are Osir, Yata Rasha Datirim Bifneim, you're not allowed to be Matered in front of them. So how over here, if they had a minig to say that
rice
is also, so then how could you go be Matered in front of them?
That you're only a legitimate chumra, like a random,
Okay, so
we're gonna jump up and down every day, kind
of. Yeah, so let's take this step by step. So the Rishonim over here discusses at great length what we're talking about over here. So first of all, the Rishonim say that there are a lot of conditions. First of all, the Rishonim say that it's only if they do it b'teres chomer, not if they do it b'teres ikra din. Because if they do it b'teres ikra din and it's a tois, then it's meaningless. Oh. It's only if they do it b'teres chomer. But even if they do it b'teres chomer, so then the Rishonim ask Akasha, our Mishnah said that if you go from a place that's naig hater to a place that's naig iser, you have to take the chumrah of that place. So what do you mean you're not allowed to be matir in front of them? Like it sounds like be'etzem it's mutter, but just like you're not allowed to be matir in front of them. We're going to see soon that it means that only because they are amai aretz, if they're talmid chum, you're allowed to be matir in front of them. What do you mean? What happened to the chumrah makim shehalach l'sham? So a second condition that we should add over here is that it's a minig. Depends on who made the minig. If the minig started from Gedolim, from Anashim Chashuvim, so then it becomes a real minig, a legitimate minig. And then, not only are you not allowed to be a matir in front of them, but that our Mishnah says that you yourself are bound to that minig. However, a minig that started not from the Gedolim of the city, but rather just the people of the city. So A, it's a chumrah, not the Torah's toys, and B, it started from the people of the city, not from the Gedolim. So then, that's our sugya, which, as of now, we're saying you're not allowed to be matir in front of them. That we'll see soon. That stafka in the case that they are amei aretz, but in the case that they're talmid chomer, yutaka are allowed to be matir in front of them. So again, Abaye asked, "Dvar ma'mutar v'achim nogim b'm iser." Things that are really mutar and other people are not to do iser with that they are so. Iyata rasha latirim b'fneim. So how are you being matar the rice over here? Amar loy v'lav mi itmar loy. Didn't we say about that? Amar of chista b'kusoy. That's only talking about kusoy. People like kusim, that if you're going to start being makel in front of them, so they're going to be mizalz and they're going to be makel even further. Once the minig became a minig, so now if you're going to be makel on their minig, so they're going to be make on the entire thing, they're going to take the kul even further. But by regular people, then avad you are allowed to be matur in front of them. Over here again, the Rishonim have a shayla. What it means that you're allowed to be matur in front of them means matur for yourself in front of them, means you're allowed to do it in front of them, or does it mean even further, you're even allowed to be matur for them? But either way, if it's not kusoy, you're allowed to be matur in front of them. So the Gemara says, kusoy my taima, what's the reason by kusoy that you're not allowed to be matur in front of them? Mistrum de mistachim also, because they're gonna attach themselves, meaning like we said before, that once they're starting to be make a little bit, you give them a little, you open the door a little bit, a little crack, so they're gonna go even further, and they're gonna be make even more. So hanachin shi, these people na mistrichim also, these people, they're the same type of people. They're like we're going to see later on, they're from the people that were from Medina Sayyam. So they weren't so careful in their observance of Torah and Mitzvahs. And therefore, if you're going to stop being Mekel on their Menhagim, you're going to have the same problem. And you're not allowed to be Mekel in front of them. El Amr Rabashi, so therefore said Rabashi, it depends. Chazina. Let us see. Ibu benayrus achli. If Rav of that place eats bread made out of rice, so then a zar should not eat it in front of them. Because, like we're saying before, it's going to backfire. Because since Roy people eat rice in that place, and they're going to stop taking challah from rice, so now they're going to forget the whole concept of challah in the first place. However, if Reuben dog anachli, if Roy eat grain, and then you should have a zar eat it in front of them and show them that it's not challah. Why? Because over here, there is something wrong. Many minhagim, there's nothing wrong. Let them keep the minig. Let them be machmir. But over here, there's something wrong with being machmir because they're going to start to think mistakenly that rice is chayav mekar din. Now, if rice is chayav mekar din, you're going to end up being mafish minachiv al aptur min aptur al chiv, meaning eating from a rice dough to pater a wheat dough, and if that's the case, the rice dough is not chayiv, so it doesn't pater the wheat dough, and when you're eating the wheat dough, so the person who's eating the dough is eating tavel, or vice versa, he's going to take from a chiv al aptur, meaning you'll take from a wheat dough chala to pater the rice dough, so that hafash again was never chal, so that part of the wheat dough that you give to the kain is not really chal, it's really tevel. And now that you're making the kain eat tevel. So either way, you're going to have a problem.
It's not tevel, though. There's no chiv on
chal. No, the wheat dough came from a dough that was chayv.
So
you used it not to pater only itself, you used it to pater the other dough.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you took 100% chal from that piece. And it was a hafrasha that was a toys. The hafrasha wasn't chal. A, it's the wrong shear.
It's the wrong shear because it was too little to pater the wheat dough.
But you didn't have in mind to pater the wheat dough. You took a 3 ounces of wheat dough to pater a dough of rice. So these 3 ounces... But when you take later on the wheat dough, you don't have in mind that piece that you gave to the kain?
Well, you took this first.
Right, yeah. You took it. You have to take from a dough that didn't have challah taken off yet.
Because
otherwise, it's again in a Torah
of Thiv. So you took this off first, and then he thinks it's.
So, right, so you think that. Right. You think it's really challah, so therefore you give it to the kain. You never potted this dough. Uh-huh. So it comes out that you gave the kain a piece of tevel.
If rice was
takachayiv,
then this would pater itself
in
the rice?
Right, if rice was takachayiv, then it would pater itself in the rice. Now, we have a problem with that because the Rishonim discussed this, then it's min b'shein aminai. So, anyway, it shouldn't work. So, what's the halamina that they should do it anyway? Terence says there are cases that min b'shein aminai work. Also, you make a mixture. So, there could be cases that min b'shein aminai works. So, you're going to use this wheat to pater the rice. So, had they both been chayiv, then anchanami would work. But now the problem is, one's chayiv and one's potter, so it doesn't work. So therefore...
Why are we not afraid that if you let the czar eat the challah of the iris, then they'll come to think that a czar can also eat the challah of Dagon?
So that's exactly why... That's why we're making a balance over here. That's why we say, Devar ma mutar vachim naigim bam iser, you shouldn't be mad in front of them because they're going to come to, if you, exactly for your taina, if you're going to let them eat this challah, they're going to come to eat another challah. But mi'idach gisa, we can't let them know that it's not challah either because then they're going to run into problems. Either way, you're going to run into problems.
Mm-hmm.
So if we wouldn't run into problems either way, we would not be allowed to be mad in front of them. But since over here, you're going to run into problems the other way, so then, in certain situations, at least, if Roy eats Kzai's Duggan, so that overrides, because then they're going to come into... That's more direct, going to be run into a problem, so we'd rather be matur and let them know it's a tais, run the risk that they'll maybe be make a wakala, rather than this, which they're for sure going to come into a problem of Chiyo Abtur and Ptur
al-Chiyo. Yeah, Kain can't eat...
Right. A Kain's not allowed to eat tevel, even though... After the hafrasha, right? Even after the hafrasha, he's allowed to eat both parts. But Kolman, you're not mafresh, he's not allowed to eat it. Gufa. Dvar mamutarim, things that are really motor. Vachem nagam mamiser, and other people are knowing iser in those things. Yatarash latir mafnim, you're not allowed to be matur in front of them. Amram chisto, and on that, Rav Chisto said, like we quoted before, because that's dafka. by people who are like Kusim, because once you're going to start being making fun of them, you're going to make all even more. Because I just get them. But Masha Enkin, if it's in front of other people, people that are knowledgeable about Torah and mitzvahs, they know halacha and they learn Torah. So such people, you could tell them that it's a tais, and you could be matir in front of them. This halacha doesn't apply to regular people. You're allowed to be matir in front of them. Votanya, we learned in the Brayis, the Rotsin Shnei Achim Keachot. There is no problem with two brothers going to the Merchats, they're bathing at the same time. I mean, one might think, we'll see later on, that there's certain relatives that can't bathe in front of each other because it leads to hirur and maybe Mishav Zachar. But nonetheless, two brothers is not a problem. However, Ve'im Rotsin Shnei Achim Bikavol, in the city of Kavol, they had a meaning that two brothers don't bathe in front of each other. Umaisa Behuda, there's a story in Yehuda, Behuda with Yehuda, the Hillel Ben Shaul Gamliel, with these two children of Gamliel, Yehuda and Hillel, Sherachtu Shneim Ke'echa Bekavol, they were bathing together in this city of Kavol. The laws Aleim called Medina, and everybody started murmuring about it, started talking about it. Omar, they said, in our minute, we never saw people do this. I mean, we're naive not to do this. So Hill slipped away, went out, and into the other outer chamber with the dressing area in order not to be there at the same time. So he, and he didn't just tell them that, one second, you're making a mistake, it's really mutter. So what do we see? That since they had a minig of Isser, even though it's a minig that's wrong, nonetheless, he didn't want to be matir in front of them. Another similar halacha, yaitzim b'kordi kisayin b'shabbos. It's some type of wide footwear, some type of wide shoe, and therefore there's a chashash that maybe that it will fall off and the person will come to carry it out in Rosh Hashanah. Nonetheless, for that, I guess it's tight enough that it won't fall off, and therefore you're allowed to wear such a shoe on Shabbos. However, in the city of Biri, they were knowing that this shoe is Aser. There's a story with Hill and Yehuda and Hill, the children of Gamliel, that they were wearing these type of shoes on Shabbos in that city of Biri. Again, people started talking about it. The Amru Meinu L'Reinu Kach. We never saw people do this. Our minig is to be aser. So the Shamtim, they took him off. The Nasan Adem and gave it to their avada. Meaning they in the Loi Ratzav Leim Lahem Mutar Matam. They removed their shoes and they stopped walking outside with it. And they didn't instead say that you're mutter. Right, number two.
This was Biri.
Right.
Which said the Ein Yaitzim Mekorka Dos B'Shabbos B'Biri.
Right, exactly.
So
he didn't tell them that your minig is wrong.
I thought we were saying that the Ein Yaitzim Mekorka Dos B'Shabbos B'Biri means that that was their minhag.
Right, that was their minig, but that's what we're discussing the whole time. It was their minig, and their minig is wrong. And nonetheless, you're not going to be matir in front of them.
Okay.
Right, which is a kasha of what we said before, that this rule that you're not allowed to be matir in front of them is only true if they're kusai. Over here we're saying that the people of Biri and the people of Kavol, you're not allowed to be matir in front of them, even though they weren't kusim. Yeah, and one third case the Brisa brings down, Yoshin al Sasalim Nachrim b'Shabbos. You could sit on the benches where the goyim sell their wares on Shabbos. And there's no chash of marasayin that it looks like you're sitting there to sell, to do business on Shabbos. People realize that you're just sitting there just to rest for a minute. However, in the city of Akka, they had a minig that it's aser. One time sat on one of these benches in Nakhon, the laws of comedy, and everybody started talking about it. They sent me a menu of inukach nishmat, so he went off the bench and stand on the floor. And again, he didn't want to tell them mutar matem, that you're making a mistake, your minig is wrong, and really you're mutter. So what do we see in all these three cases? That when a place has a minig, even though the minig, like we said before, was not made by Anashim Gedolim, it was just Stam, the minig of the people of that Medina, the people themselves just started the minig on their own, and the minig is not true halacha, nonetheless, once they have such a minig, you're not allowed to be makel in front of them, even though they're not kusim. That's what you see from all these three stories. So how could we say before, how did Reb Chista say that this halacha is only true, that you're not allowed to be matar in front of them only when they're kusim? Says the Gemara, B'nei Medina Seyam Nami, the people of all these places, these are places that are Medina Seyam, they're out of town, so to say, they're not an area where Talmid HaChachamim are Shchiach, so Kivin Dole Shchiach Rabban Gabayla, since there's not a lot of Talmid HaChachamim, they're Kikusim Dami, they have the same problem as Kutim. I mean, the problem of Kusim is that since they are not learned, once you stop being make a little bit, they're going to start taking the Kulis further and further. So the same thing applies to all these places as well. They were not learned people. There weren't Talmid Chacham that many Talmid Chacham that were around there, so they're not going to understand from the Talmid Chacham that Dafka this is Mutar no more. Therefore, you're not allowed to be Mekel in front of them, in spite of the fact that their minig is not true, and that's why Rav Gamliel's children in all these three cases did not want to be Mater. But in a place that it's a city of that where Talmid Chacham are Shchiach, and it's a minig that's not true minig that was the roots of the minig are a mistake. So then, in the Chenami, you're allowed to be matter even in front of them.
It sounds like if there's no basis for this milah, it's just so. How does it have any legitimacy?
Be'etzin doesn't have. Yeah. It's just that we're afraid that once you're going to start being mako somewhat, they're going to start being mako even more. That's why Chazal didn't want to know.
It must be a milah that actually acts as a.
Right, it has to be a chumrah. Right. Yeah, like in all these cases, it has to be a chumrah, not a kula, like by the case of the rice.
Right, but it has no.
But even though it has no basis, the halacha being is there's no chash be'etzim in all these cases that of marasai and that or you're going to come to carry it on Shabbos or her. Afop mikain, once they were noyeg isser, you're not allowed to be matar in front of them. Because if you're going to be mekel a little bit, they're going to be mekel even further.
But it's more than that. If you're visiting this place, you just have to keep them in the balsam, so they don't see that you're
right. You have to. But
it has the same thing as the Mishnah.
It has the same thing as the Mishnah. You have to keep it in front of them in order that they shouldn't be mekel. So says the Gemara, Bishlama, just explain these three cases. So Bishlama, I understand Safsali Nochrim, not to sit on the benches of where the Goyim. The Gaisha peddlers sell the wares. I understand Mishnah Domestic in Mecca Komel, because if you sit on those benches, maybe it looks like you yourself are engaging in business on Shabbos. So that's where the Minik Ta'aser came from. Because the Kisei Nami, those wide shoes as well, what was the Svara behind the Minik Ta'aser? Because Domi Mishtafa, maybe they'll fall off us, you'll come to carry them 4 Amos Mishnah Zeravim. In my time, what was the problem? What's wrong with two brothers washing together, bathing together in the merchats? What could be the chash? Where did their minig? Yes, their minig is a tais, but where did their minig even come from? Says the Gemara of Tanya. In my call of the merchats, a person could bathe with anybody, chutz mi'aviv the chamiv, with the exception of his father, his father-in-law, bal imai. His mother's husband, I mean, if his mother remarried, he can't bathe with that husband. Ubalachoisei and his sister's husband. Now, all these cases, Rashi explains, could come to her. His parents, it could come to her because of as he's there, he starts thinking of this is where he came from. His father-in-law, this is where his wife came from. And Baal Imai also, because it's connected to his mother, Baal Achayse, because of his sister, so these people a person cannot bathe from. However, any other relative a person could bathe with. Rabbi Yehuda Matip Ba'aviv Menei Kvayt Aviv. Rabbi Yehuda says that if his father needs him to be Meshamish, so then he may bathe together with his father. V'hu Adin LeBaal Imai, and the same Allah will be true for Baal Imai, there's also a chiv of respecting him as long as his mother's married to him. So there as well, if his Baal Imai requires him to help him bathe, so then he's allowed to do it. So this is what the Brisa says. But any other relatives are Batsa Mutter. V'asu Inu, these people, the city of the Kabul, they came, the Gazer, and they were going to Shneyakim, the two brothers shouldn't bathe together, Mishum Baal Achaisai, Agzera, Atu, your sister's husband. Now, even though it's their own gezeira, it wasn't made al pi gedolim, and it's a tais. You don't. The batsim didn't have. They weren't meant to make such a gezeira. Nonetheless, once they were naig such a thing, and again they were b'nei medina, like we said before. Therefore, the children of Gamliel were not allowed to be mater in front of them to bathe together. Tana, we have a brisa. The brisa says Talmud leirchatim rabbi. A Talmud can't bathe together with his rebbe. The im rabbi tzarchoi, however, if his rebbe needs him, then it's mutter. Then it's mutter. But over here, it happens to be that there's a fundamental difference between this brisa and the brisa before. The brisa before is an inyan of her, and therefore lahalacha has nothing to do with covered and has nothing to do with mechila. The father could be mechil from today till tomorrow. It doesn't help because it's not the father's covered that we're concerned with. Masha enkin, a rebbe is only because of covered, and therefore if a rebbe's make mechil. So then anachanami lalach, it's not a problem. So ki also Rabbi Barachano, when Rabbi Barachano came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, ochel deiyasra, he ate the chela that was known as deiyasra. So we had in Chulin that the keva had chela on two sides of it. The keva is one of the stomachs of the animal. It has chela on two sides of it. The shape of the keva was sort of like a bow shape. So we call the chelev on the outside of the bow, that's the chelev that's on the keshes, and the one that's on the inside, so that's like the chelev that's on the drawstring, so to say. Because it's on the inside of the bow, the part where the drawstring would normally be if it was a real bow. So the chelev of the drawstring chelev, there was a machlokes over there in Chulin if that's called real chelev or that's called shuman, that's chelev that may be eaten. So in Eretz Yisrael they were not to eat it. Therefore Rabbi Barachanu, who came from Eretz Yisrael, he, even while he was in Bavel, he was eating this, the Yasra. Olegabi Rebaviyah Saba, Rabbi Breit Ravuna. So Rebaviyah Saba and Rabbi Breit Ravuna one time went to visit him. Kivin the Chazinu, when he saw them coming, Kasi Minayo, so he hid it from them so they shouldn't see that he was eating it. Also, Amalei Labai. So they came and they said this over to Abai. Amalu. So he told them, Shavinchu kikusai. He's treating you like kusim, meaning the halacha is dvar mamutar v'achir noigim b'hem hater. If they're kusim, we said before, you're not allowed to be matar in front of them. Which is mashma. If they're talmid chacham, you are allowed to be matar in front of them. So the fact that he hid it from you, the hainu that he didn't want to be matar in front of you, that means he's treating you like kusim. Right, so the Rishonim speak out of it. They obviously knew that it wasn't.
This was not
right. Or we're going to see soon, we're going to add another couple of Tanoim into this. Right, so Vinchu Kikusoi. So he treated Yuakusim. Frightening more of Rabbi Barachana, Leslie held it non. Rabbi Barachana doesn't hold of that which it says in our Mishnah, that he gets the chumras of both places. So, meaning over here, Tosfos Medayik, that Enochanami, we knew there was a real meaning, otherwise that this Mishnah wouldn't apply. So on that, the Gemara says, Amar Abayi, Hani Midi Mibavol Abavol, Umeir Tisol, Eir Tisol. When does our Mishnah apply? That you that if it's a real minig, you're bound by the chumrah by the chumras both ways, the minig of the place that you left and the minig of the place that you went to. That's if you went from one place in Bavel to another place in Bavel, from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, from one place in Eretz Yisrael to another place in Eretz Yisrael. Inami or mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael, you went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael because Bavel is kafif to Eretz Yisrael in Halacha. The Gdoli Taira were in Eretz Yisrael, therefore Smicha was in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the people of Bavel have to keep the minhag of Eretz Yisrael. Alam Eretz Yisrael of Bavel, but someone who goes from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, like Rabbi Barachana, loy, so then he doesn't have this halach of the chumrei makom shehalach l'sham.
Okay, but these are things that are mysterious. If Abai is saying,
meaning there's two separate halachas. There's one halacha of being matter in front of them because they're being mako. That is not a problem because they're talmid chachamim. Now there's another halacha. Forget about being making fun of them. You yourself are bound to the minhag hamakom. So that's not true. If I come from up, what? This has nothing.
No, like what happened?
No, so Abai said he treated you like kuzim. He's saying a fact.
That's not true. Because either was legitimate, like where they were going to be a chum. So either way,
That's exactly what he's saying.
If it's a legitimate minute, he's not treating it like
Kuzma. No, because he knew that from Bava Tarsiso, you don't have to keep even a legitimate minute.
Even a legitimate minute.
Right, a legitimate minute you have to keep, except if you're coming from Eretz Yisrael to Babel.
Well,
so he was matir in front of them, not for them.
Himself, and they would understand.
Right. So now you only have the other sugya. There's two separate sugyas over here. There's,
right.
Are you bound to Minhag HaMakom? He's not bound to the Minhag HaMakom because he's from Eretz Yisrael. Now there's another problem. Being matir in front of them will cause them to be mekel. They're telling me to come. So from the fact that he didn't want to be mekel in front of them, that means he's treating him like Kusim.
But I'm saying those two sugyas don't intersect.
Why?
The kusim only applies to a minhag that didn't have legitimacy.
Right.
His chiyuv to keep a minhag would only apply to a legitimate minhag.
Right.
And
no, it's
only.
The second sugya only applies to a minhag that doesn't have legitimacy only because, otherwise, anyway, you're not allowed to keep the minhag. You have to keep the minhag. But if I have a situation where I don't have to keep the minhag, so the only concern would be being made in front of them, just like in any other illegitimate minhag.
So we're still maintaining this is an illegitimate
minhag. No. It's a real minhag, fakir. It's a real minhag, but since I came from Eretz Yisrael, so as far as I'm concerned, I'm not bound by that minhag. This, as if it wasn't, right. But I would still have the other concern.
I think Abaya should have told him that he's treating you like somebody from Medina Sayyam. No, it would have softened the blow. No,
I think Abaya was. I don't know. Abaya was goofy saying like, "Why is he doing this? Does he think you're Kuzim?" Exactly. Yeah. So that's teretz number one. That's the album Eretz Yisrael to Babel, traveling from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, then they're not bound in a minute. Even get that non-kafin and because we're kafuf to them. So therefore, I'm going to come aside. If anything, we have to do like them, not that they have to do like us. Rabashi Amar teretz number two. Afilu tem Eretz Yisrael to Babel. Even when a person traveling from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. Maybe normally you have to keep the minhag hamakom to the place that you traveled. However, how do you mean the hechatein daiti lachzo? That's if you're going there and you're planning on staying there. So since you're planning on staying in that new place, you have to adopt the minhagim of that place. However, Rabbi Barachana daiti lachzo, he was planning on going back to Eretz Yisrael. Since he was planning on going back to Eretz Yisrael, therefore he doesn't have to keep the minhagim of Babel, and the only concern would be being matter in front of them because maybe they would be mekel.
Sounds like Yom Tov Sheni.
Right. So over here, this sugya obviously is all the rules of minhag hamakom, when you have to keep, when you don't have to keep. The Achrinim have many tshuvas about it, and based on how you understand all the rules of our sugya, Rishonim, and branching to there to the Achrinim, that's when each city has to keep a minhag hamakom, and when you're going from city to city, when you have to keep minhag hamakom. I know Rav Moshe has a few tshuvas being marach about it, and other achrenim as well. But all the rules are based up upon this gemara. Amalei, Rabbi Barbar Chana told his children, "Bonai, my children, lo teichal. Don't eat this diyasra. Lo befanai, not in front of me. V'lo yishal befanai, and not, and for sure not when it's not in front of me. Why? Ani shere isis Rabbi Yochanan shachal. I who witnessed Rabbi Yochanan eating this. So kedai Rabbi Yochanan mismech alav. So therefore, I could be samech on the fact that I saw Ma'aser Rav, that I saw Rabbi Yochanan eating it. Befanav shalei befanav. Whether it's in front of Rabbi Yochanan, whether it's shalei befanav. But you lo isa. You didn't see him eating it. So you're being samech on me, but I'm not saying something on my own because I arrived at this psak on my own that you be samech on me. You're only being samech on me as b'tarus edus that I saw somebody else do that. So you have no right to be samech on me that I saw Rabbi Yochanan do it. So I tell you, Rabbi Yisrael, you never saw, you yourselves never saw Rabbi Yochanan eat it. Therefore, you may not eat it whether it's in front of me or whether it's not in front of me.
Can we say when somebody brings down a Maisa, that's like the strongest thing? So why can't they believe him?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the rules are over here, but Rashi says that since he didn't arrive at the Psak, that the only thing I see is that since he didn't arrive at the Psak, all he had was his Kabbalah, he saw Rabbi Yochanan do it, so he himself was allowed to be Samech on the Maisa, but not anybody else. It would seem that wherever else we bring down a Maisa, is meaning I had a Shita, and I held like that, I bet them understood it, and I'm using the Maisa to back up what I understood anyway. I don't know all the rules and ramifications. I definitely know that I've heard this over from different Paiskim. Let's say I know one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi David Morgenstern. He said when we heard Shirim about him, like Rabbi Yashiv Psakim and medical halach and things like that. He said if you don't understand the sugya and you just say over Psakim, those Psakim are meaningless. He said the only way that you could say over a story that Rabbi Yashiv passed like this is if you go through the sugya first. So he didn't just say over Rabbi Yashiv held in this case this and that case that. He went through the whole sugya of Gemara, Gushainim, Machrainim, and then he said, may the Rabbi Yashiv passed like this. And now that you understand where he's coming from, you could use that Psak. So just repeating over a story without understanding it definitely doesn't have weight to it.
But it was enough weight for him to eat.
Himself, right, but just not give it over.
So
I don't know, yeah, that's that part I cannot tell you. That, right, yeah. But I don't know if this is over there or this is even after he went back. It doesn't say where he told his children this.
Oh, you mean this was, well,
maybe, I don't, yeah. This that he said that since they didn't see Rabbi Yochanan, they can't be matter not befonov and not shalei befonov. That contradicts another statement that Rabbi Bar Chana himself said. The Amr Rabbi Bar Chana, Sochli Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar told me, Pamachas nechnas diachar Rabbi Shimon ben Yoitzad ben Rabbi Yosi ben Lakunya. Legina. One time I followed Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yosi ben Lakunya to a garden. And he took the growths of kruv of cabbage on Shemitah, and he ate them. And he gave it to me. There's a couple of shatim over here, but the way Rashi understands, it was after the zman of beer, like we learned before that in the Mishnah, things of Shemitah, after they're not available in the field, you can't have them anymore. But nonetheless, he held that kruv is not subject to beer because it never really totally gone from the fields, and therefore he held that there's no beer, and therefore he said you could eat it. It's fine. V'amali, and he told me, b'ni b'fonei echal shalei b'fonei lo teichal. You can only eat it in front of me. You can only be mekel on my psak in front of me, but not shalei b'fonei. Why? Anisha isiyas Reb Shimon ben Yochai she'achal. I who witnessed Reb Shimon ben Yochai eat, could I Reb Shimon ben Yochai l'smechalov? So I could be smechal on Reb Shimon ben Yochai, whether it's b'fonav or whether it's shalei b'fonav. Atah, but you who you're only second hand, so you're getting it from me who got it from Reb Shimon ben Yochai. So therefore, b'fonei achal shalei b'fonei lo teichal. So over here we see when you're second hand, it helps at least for b'fonav. Whereas in the first story by Diasra, he said that because I'm secondhand, because I saw Rabbi Yochanan, and you're getting it from me, therefore you're not allowed to be Samechli, not even Befanai. So the two members of Rabbi Barachana are say to each other. My Rabbi Shimon, what's this Rabbi Shimon that we said that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is Mater Svichei Kruv? The Tanya Rabbi Shimon Aymer. Rabbi Shimon says, Stam Rabbi Shimon in Shas is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. All the wild growths that grow on their own on Shemitah are also chutz misvichei kruv, with the exception of the wild growths of kruv of cabbage. There's nothing similar to them. The yerek asada, again, the way we're learning now according to this pshat Rashi, because all the other ones, there's a point in time that they have a chi of beer. That there's no more available in the field, and therefore, from that point on, they're aser. Whereas kruv doesn't have a chi of beer because it's never totally gone from the field. Therefore, even after this man of beer, they'll still be mutter. V'chamer and v'cham disagree. The v'cham say kol asvichim usurim. All of this asvichim are aser, even including svichim kruv. V'tarvay alibid Rebbe Kiva. Both the chachamim and Reb Shimon are arguing according to the opinion of Rebbe Kiva. The Tanya says in the Pasuk regarding Shemitah, it says that they're going to say, what are we going to eat during the Shemitah year? Hey, my Nisra, we can't plant, we can't gather the grain. Amar Rav Kiva, so Rav Kiva asked the Kasha, v'chi mi'acha she'ein zarin, if you can't plant, me'echa oisin, so what are they saying? We can't plant and we can't gather. Of course, if you didn't plant, how are you going to gather? There's nothing to gather. If they didn't plant, from what are they gathering? Mikan, from here we see the svichin, even the things that grew on their own, the wild growths, they shein asurin. even those things become aser. The ma'akam iflegi. So then, what is the machlokes? Rabbanan savi gazvin svichin kruv atu shas svichin the alma. So we see from here that regular svichin are aser. So the Rabbanan hold that even though in svar it doesn't apply to svichin kruv, because svichin kruv again don't totally get destroyed from the field. Nonetheless, we're going to those svichim atu all other svichim. The Rabbi Shimon said, "Rabbi Shimon holds like has been svichin kruv atu svichin the alma." And therefore, he held that Sichikru of our mutter even after the Zman of Beer. So the Mishnah said two things. If you go on Erev Pesach from a Mokim She'oisim to a Mokim She'enoisim, or from a Mokim She'enoisim to a Mokim She'oisim, so you get the Chumras of both ways, the place you left from and the place you're going to. Then the Mishnah said, Lo Yishana, don't be Mishana, Midnei Amachoikis. So how do you reconcile these two things? If you go from a place that does malacha to a place that doesn't do malacha, so then you get the chumrah of the place that you went to not to do malacha. Also, don't do different than what everybody else is doing, so it shouldn't cause a machlokes, which again says not to do. So those two things stem with each other. Ella, but the opposite case, if you go from a place that doesn't do malacha to a place that does do malacha, so you're going to tell them, don't change from what everybody else is doing in that locale in order not to have a machlokes v'neved, which would seem to say that he should do malacha, don't act different than everybody else. Ha'amit, didn't we just get finished saying in the ratio of the Mishnah, that he gets the chumras of the place that he went to, the chumri machmash yatzalasham and the chumri is the place that he left, which means to say he's not allowed to do malacha. So these two rules in that case seem to be slice of each other. Rabbi Yarisha. So Zerabai, you're right. That which we said on Yishan Mimnea Machloik is not going on the Sefer, that you went from a place that's Aser to a place that's Mutter. It's only going on the Reisha, that you went from a place that's Mutter to a place that's Aser. Rava Omar Loila Masefer. You could say Al Yishan Mimnea Machloik is going on the Sefer as well. Vaki Kamar. And this is what the Sefer means to say. Aim Bezum Mimnea Shino Machloik is. Even though normally you're not supposed to act different than everybody else because it will cause a machloikis, over here, that which is being machmer not to do malacha won't run into this problem that you're being mishana from them and you cause a machloikis. Because Maika Amrit, because what are you afraid of? Haroi Amr Malacha Sur, that if someone sees you not doing malacha, they're going to say, oh, it must be you old malachas Asur, not like Arminik. No, Meima Amrit, Kame Batloni, Habe Bishukah. They'll say there's plenty of people that don't work, that don't do work, that they're lazy or for whatever other reason they don't need to work. So just because they don't see you work, it's not antagonizing them. It's not doing not like the minig, and therefore keeping the minig of the place that you came from is not a problem of being mishana in front of other people and causing a machlokes. Okay.
The first din of the Mishnah. Is only because of this, is Alishan, or there's also a din that you have to be machmer like the Machama?
So it seems that that it's a din b'fnei atzma even without the Alishan, which you're going to run into problems. Then, see what we're saying now. It seems that if it would come into machlokes, you should keep the minhag hamakim. But on the other hand, we know that you have to keep the chumras of the place that you left also. So you're going to end up running into a contradiction.
Right, so what's that body saying? Is it going to override the saying?